Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. And today we have a special treat for you. I'm going to let you kind of get a little bit of a taste of it. The name of that special treat is Alan James. And hold on, you will get a little bit of amazing stuff. Welcome, Alan.
Hey, how are you?
Just going to let him enjoy a little bit of the opening.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush, I know you're busy for lunch. Taking pictures of your coffee.
That's all you get for now. You're going to get a little bit more of it at the end of the show, so stay tuned. Alan is, I believe, probably a diamond that is about to be discovered. So, hi, Alan. I'm so grateful that you had the time to come and join us today. How are you today?
Hi, Tippy. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I started listening to the music that you sent me, and I literally couldn't stop. It was just so awesome. So thank you so much for
that's
putting
awesome
that together.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
But I'm kind of wondering, obviously, we don't know anything about you yet. So how did you start writing music? Where did that come from and singing?
I actually started with just writing poems when I was about 14, 15 years old. Then I learned the guitar, so I started putting, you know, poetry to music. Then a couple of years later, I started to sing, and then it all came together. After which I formed a band with my best friend. So that was only about 2 years ago. So we're relatively new.
So you formed a band 2 years ago. And that band is called?
Newborn.
Newborn. And it's you and your two friends, right?
Yeah. One of them, the bass player, is my best friend. We go back since high school. And the drummer is also a friend of mine named Blake. But I only met Blake about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, holding out one whole year in a friendship these days says a lot.
Yeah, right? It's a rarity.
Yeah, especially if you can do creative things together.
Yeah.
So it really sounds like this is something that you've always known. You didn't, like, go on a search asking yourself, what is my purpose in life? What do I want to do? Yeah, you kind of fell into
especially
it.
Especially in college,
very...
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you do
in college? I had, you know, I was studying, I wanted to be a physical therapist. I wanted to be a doctor at one point. And it was only until my fifth year, I stayed an extra year because I had no idea what I wanted to do, that, you know, the only thing kind of left at that point was music, because I, you know, I didn't really pursue any career, you know, that I had my mind set on. So I tried music, and there was no turning back. I knew all along that it was what I wanted to do, so.
So you got a taste of it. And you couldn't let go of it. Is that what it is?
Exactly, yeah, definitely. I got a taste of putting my songs out there, writing full songs and going out and performing them in front of people, even if it was at the beginning just maybe like in front of two of my friends at my house. Like that was mm-hmm. exhilarating enough, you know, to go and mm-hmm. pursue it.
I totally know how that feels. I know what it feels like to go to work and say, I can't believe they pay me to do this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not there yet. Nobody's paying me to do it yet. In fact, it's costing me a lot of money, but it's worth it.
So I guess the next step is monetizing and starting to get paid. There's always the first step of the creativity kind of being cooked and boiled, and that's what they call an overnight success. When 10 years you work your butt off and all of a sudden everybody hears about you and you're an overnight success, you know?
Yeah, it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, not necessarily. I just threw out a number. It could take 5 years. It could take 2 years.
Right. No, I didn't mean 10 years. Yeah, I just meant it takes, you know, it takes a time of hard work, you know, and effort. It doesn't just happen overnight.
Right, and it doesn't happen if you don't put the effort in, obviously.
Exactly, yeah. Definitely not.
So really, where are you from?
From Brooklyn, New York, from Coney Island. We're actually all three of us are from here.
Really? The Coney Island?
Yeah, right people. Right by the beach, yeah.
You still there?
The beach? Oh, yeah. It's a little cold now.
No, I mean, you're still in Coney Island.
Oh, am I still there? Yeah. I live on Brighton Beach, so I live right across the street from the beach.
You live with all the Rushkis, don't you?
Well, yeah, I'm actually Russian myself, so my parents are from Ukraine.
That makes sense. Do you speak Russian?
I do, yeah.
Awesome. It's really necessary in Brooklyn these days.
Yeah, it's like the second language where I'm, you know, in Brighton Beach. Actually, it's the first language. English is the second.
Maybe English is the third.
Yeah.
Brighton Beach. Ah, so really, that's awesome. I love Brighton Beach and Brooklyn, yes. The smartest, most creative artists come from Brooklyn. And it happens to be that the Russian community does produce a lot of very creative, very talented people. I don't know what you guys do, but whatever it is, you're doing it right.
Well, thank you.
So now you're in the stage of formulating it and putting everything together and putting some really awesome songs together. What are your plans? What do you want to do with it?
Well, right now we're recording our second EP, and that's mm-hmm. five songs. It's like a mini album. And we plan to release it in June at the start of the summer. So I think these are some really good songs, and I'm just hoping we get a positive response and we'll see where we go from there. Maybe a tour. We haven't toured anywhere yet. We've only played inside, you know, the tri-state area. So I would like to get out, maybe go east, you know, I don't know, west, anywhere.
Yeah, wherever the wind takes you, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're going to get a positive response. You also have another song that I'm going to start featuring your songs because some of them I really do love. The one with the angel, I love that song too.
Angel of my life,
Yeah, it's really awesome. I'm going to start featuring that, too. We have Robert here with us in the studio, and I'm wondering, Robert, is there any question or anything that you would like to ask? Oh, I think Robert put himself on mute. He does that a lot.
I did, and I do have a couple of things that I'd like to point out. Brighton Beach is definitely one of our favorite places. And there's another dimension to Alan that he should tell us about, what he does mm-hmm. at Brighton
You're
Beach.
You're talking about that? Yeah, lifeguard. I'm a lifeguard on Brighton Beach. I've been doing that for the past 9 years.
Mm. So that's what you do. You swim in the ocean.
Yeah, it tends to slip my mind in the winter that I do that because it's only for 3 months. But, yeah, that's definitely a big part of my life. I love the beach.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of my songs, I write about the ocean and the sky and the beach.
You know, you just took that question out of my mouth because I was going to ask you if it inspires you when you're on the ocean or if you're swimming in the water. Yeah,
absolutely.
So you get inspired. How did you get inspired with the song that we just had, The Runaround? I know that it has a very deep meaning. Where did that come from?
You know, it's just this phenomenon that's going on right now. you know, we see it all the time. Everybody's on their phones. Human interaction, you know, is not really what it should be. So I look at it as a serious topic, but we portrayed it very lightheartedly, kind of, you know, had some humor to it. But I think it is a serious topic and a serious problem that's going on. So that's something we wanted to address. And yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. When I see two teenagers sitting on the couch, and instead of talking to each other, they text to each other, I know there's a problem.
And it carries over to romantic relationships as well, which is sort of what the song is about specifically. You know, me trying to get through, trying to attract a girl, but instead of fighting over another guy, I have to fight her, you know, I have to get her from her phone, I have to win her over from her phone. So the phone takes the place of the romantic partner. So that's kind of the setting where the song takes place.
Yeah, that's pretty tough to have the phone as competition. I always thought the toughest competition I would have with a guy is another guy, because I definitely cannot compete with that. But a phone would be so much tougher to compete with.
Exactly,
So that's where you actually got the idea for the song. It's you said something about it being an avoidance of the real life. It's like a typical New York City way of life, but I think it's much more than New York City. I think it's all over the world. People are always on the go, on the phone. I literally went around for a while calling my computer my husband.
I'm guilty of that as well, you know, just as much as anybody, so I understand it, yeah.
Yeah, so you said something really profound. You said it seems like we're trying to get somewhere, but in reality, we're just running around in circles. And I think that really says everything, right?
Yeah, the name of the song is Run Around, and that's why, we're sort of just running around, you know, but we're running around in a circle. We're not going anywhere. We're not progressing as a human species, I think. Maybe technologically we are, but not emotionally, you know.
Mm. Yeah, because one of the most important things in life is relationships, whether it's romantic relationships or any kind, friendship. Can you think of anything more important than relationships other than health in life?
No, that's the basis for everything. That's the purpose of everything. Is, you know, your relationship to your family, to your friends, to strangers, to everybody.
Exactly.
It's your interaction with other people, you know, that makes a living worthwhile, I think.
Exactly. So when you write a song, the music, definitely you need to put together the music to the words. That makes sense. But like this song has it shows that you're a very deep thinker, that you think about life and how it is as you see it, or maybe as it should be. And so do you do that with every song you write or you sing? Does it have also more meaning, or sometimes it's just the music?
Even if I try, I sometimes just can't help it. With the lyrics especially, I always write about like a deeper meaning, or I'm always contemplating something, or so I just can't help it. I don't know. I'm sure I'll write songs that I guess are just plain and very straight to the point, but you know, because that's fun too. But so far, the majority of my work has been like what you said. It's about something deeper.
Yeah, I personally really like it. I like a movie that is not just let's kill someone or let's kill a massive amount of people and entertain. I like a movie that gives you something to think about, and I love songs that give you something to think about. But if you look at the popular songs, they're really stupid. Like Let's Dance Together, that would be like the theme of the song.
No, I couldn't agree more. I hope that changes. I really hope, and I hope I can, or my band can help facilitate that change. And I just think the standard of music should go up, because it's pretty low right now, popular music.
Yeah, I think great minds do think a lot, because as you were saying it, I'm saying, well, maybe that is your mission in life, to begin a trend where the music has more than just the same words over and over again and the same beat over and over again, and that people begin to expect a little bit more meaning and a little bit more profound type of music. That would be really great.
I mean, yeah, I think intuitively everybody craves it, but they just don't, they don't have access to it, or at least, you know, they're being fed something very superficial, very cookie cutter, and that's all they know. That's all they think, like, oh, the radio plays it, that means it must be good, and that's all they have. You know, they're kind of, people are very accepting of what they're being fed through the radio, which should change, I think.
Well, actually, there is definitely something in it, because the philosophy of people that have done major movements that made a huge difference was always, if they wanted to perpetrate some kind of a lie or some kind of something new, they would say, if you say that lie loud enough and often enough,
mm-hmm.
people accept it as the fact, as the truth. And it's exactly like that. They listen to the radio. They hear the same song 500 times. And all of a sudden they say, oh, I like it. It's an amazing song. And, you know, and it's not.
Yeah, there's a science to that, I think, that I heard. If you listen to the same song, even if you don't like it at first, but if you listen to it over and over again, you're going to start to like it.
Well, yeah, but, you know, no matter how much I listen to rap, can't get it, can't get around it. I really cannot like it. But I'm not really trying to like it, but I'm trying to figure out what it is about it that people find so amazing, and I even can't do that.
Well, I actually like rap. I love my bass player especially. It was very influenced by a lot of old rap, like Tupac and Biggie and even Eminem. So I definitely think there's a lot of good rap out there. Maybe majority of the rap that you might hear or other people might hear is not so good or is not deep, you know.
Mhm. Yeah, I guess not. But Tupac, I actually met him about 3 weeks before he got killed. Yeah, I was working in Magic Mountain. Yeah, I was working in Magic Mountain. I was the girl that was standing at the doorway taking your picture when you walked in, and. Guess who came? Tupac.
Wow.
With his huge entourage. And I had no idea who he is, because not only do I not listen to rap, I am totally ignorant. And I'm standing there taking his picture, and all of a sudden I see all these people running around him. And I'm like, who is this guy? What is going on here? And I got a lot of his pictures, which he never picked up, so I got to take home with a lot of people.
Wow.
But, yeah, and then a few weeks later.
This is in California, right?
Yeah, in Magic Mountain in California.
Right.
And then a few weeks later, he was killed in New York, I believe. And
yeah.
I'm like, he had all the way to my hometown to get killed.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So I did listen to a little bit of his music, which, no, I did not find very profound or wonderful, but I'm trying. But I like your music a lot more. Your music.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's a matter of who can relate to what, you know. There's, you know, a lot of people could relate to what he was saying, you know, you can relate to something else, I can relate to something else. So
exactly.
I mean, that's just the beauty of music in general, so.
Exactly, and that's exactly why we have all kinds of different kinds of music, so that different people can enjoy different type of things.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good thing. So what's up on your schedule? What are you guys up to now? You're thinking about going on a tour for the first time, which I think is a great idea. And
We have actually a really big show coming up in 2 days on Wednesday in New York City at Gramercy Theater. And we go on at 10:30. And, yeah, tickets are only $10. That's pretty cheap, I think, for Gramercy. And, yeah, we're really excited. This is our biggest show ever. So yeah, we can't wait.
It sounds very familiar. Where is that?
It's on 23rd. It's next to,
right?
It's next to Union Square.
So it's on 23rd on the east side or on the west side?
East side.
And he said, because I lived on 23rd, so I know I saw Gramercy Theater, but I just didn't know exactly where it was that I saw it. But, okay, so let's get the details and post it here so that we can let everybody know. So it's a $10 show. Gramercy Theater, do you have an address by any chance for them?
I do. One second. I think
so
it's
the date
one.
The date is in 2 days, which is the 23rd or the 24th?
It's the 23rd, yeah, and the address is 127 East 23rd Street, New York, New York.
Ah, it is 23rd Street.
Yeah.
I lived on 23rd and 6th, so I definitely know everything that's happening on 23rd Street. And
oh,
it's okay. 23rd in New York City at what time?
We go on at 10:30. So
30,
we're actually the last,
right?
Band. Yeah, the show starts at 7, and we're the last band.
Oh, okay. So you would be on at 10:30 until when?
We usually play for 45 minutes. So before 11:30, we'd be done.
45 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
It's good for me because if I go to New York after 7 o'clock, I can actually find parking and I don't have to take a subway.
Mm-hmm.
That's a plus.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So 10:30 p.m. That sounds good. Is there any? What's the event that's going on there? Do you know?
It's this band called Station, and it's their 5th year anniversary. So they're doing a big show there, and I think their management reached out to us and asked us to play with them. So we're like, yeah,
awesome.
Definitely. Yeah.
Very, very exciting. Really awesome. As a matter of fact, you are talking about Wednesday. And I'm already going to be in Manhattan. I may be able to come with a few friends, too. But
definitely,
the question is if the place is going to be too crowded and they won't have tickets at the last minute.
They will have tickets. Pretty certain they will. Yeah, and there's seats there, too. There's seating. So, it hasn't sold out yet, so... So far, yeah, you should be good.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Wonderful. Well, that sounds really exciting. And I am going to actually bring you music onto the shows more and more. This is just a little bit of a taste that I'm going to give you today for the end of that song. It will come up in about 2 minutes. But I really do think that people that are exposed to it and they do listen to it, they're definitely going to want more. There's no question about it.
Thank you.
Definitely. Yeah, there's no maybe, but for sure. I'm pretty sure. I just think that you should be careful because when you get too big too fast, sometimes it's hard to be able to handle it.
Yeah, no, it's gone very slowly, so I don't really see that. I don't know, you know. I take it day by day, so.
I got to
tell
you guys, this is very humbling. Alan, we think you're the most promising person in Brooklyn. And tell us a little bit more about, you know.
That's hard to live up to, Rob.
You're a lifeguard. You're in pretty good shape. Your buddies are also in pretty good shape. You guys are in your 20s. You're good looking. The girls are just Googling at you all the time. The music is great. I mean, it's humbling. You even deliver tickets. I was reading that online.
I've been doing that all week, yeah.
There's a story, Tippy. You got a rock star delivering tickets.
Well, I'm not a rock star. I'm just, you know, I'm delivering tickets to my friends and, you know.
This recording here is going to be one that you're going to look back on. You're not going to believe it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought was pretty nice was that you volunteered to do the intro and the outro for Tippy Talk.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm so excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any words yet kind of floating around? Any inspiration?
No, actually. I'm just going to say that.
No,
not yet. It doesn't come to me that fast.
No, we're working on it. I have not given him enough time. It's my fault. I'm the one that really needs to kind of talk about it and do it. But we will have it, and it will be amazing for sure. There's no question about it. And so I can't believe we've already come to the end of the show. It's just unbelievably amazing how quickly it runs.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to seeing you, Alan. Any last word that you want to say?
Just thank you so much for this is my first talk show, radio show interview probably. So thank you so much for the, for this opportunity.
So we are definitely going to bring you back, and we're definitely going to do this big intro for the intro of the intro, and, and we're going to talk about it and bring a lot of new music. I'm going to get more of new music and put it on as we go along with other guests. I am really looking forward to hearing more from you. I'm really looking forward to seeing you on stage. I think it's going to be amazing. If I can make it, I'll definitely be there. And I encourage everybody that can hear me to come and check you out. I'm going to play the music now so everybody can enjoy it. I'd like to really thank you so much for being here. I loved it. I really enjoyed myself. And I know that everybody else that will hear it will definitely enjoy themselves. And we're definitely looking forward to seeing you once again very, very soon.
Awesome, Tibby. Thank you so much. It was great talking with you.
And we can also see Alan's video. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah,
well, actually,
there's
I'm going to have a link to the video right here at the bottom at the intro so that people can actually see the video. And they're going to have a link to the MP3, and they'll be able to actually listen to it also. So we have both of those things right there coming up. And but we have come to the end of our time together here on Tippy Talk. It's been wonderful chatting with you, Robert and Alan James, today. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Tippy Talk. We bid you a magical journey. Sit back, enjoy the music, because it is unbelievable. Thank you. That was wonderful. That's called Run Around. and it's by Alan James. Thank you, Alan James. If you could still hear me, we appreciate it. And we're looking forward to hearing a lot more things from you. Have a wonderful day, and thank you, Robert, for joining us.
Thank you so much.